حضرت ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ. From him there is a narration. The same companion, yesterday we discussed a hadith and we were blessed and had a good opportunity to discuss and read the hadith that this companion narrated to us. And today this great companion, who was a beloved companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I present a narration of his in your service. Once Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu was in the marketplace, walking through the marketplace, and at that time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away, and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu went to the marketplace and in a loud voice he announced and spoke to the people in the marketplace, and he said, "Oh people, what are you doing here? Oh people, what are you doing here?" Now it's obvious the people in the marketplace are shopping, discussing with each other, and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "Oh people, what are you doing here? Don't you know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his inheritance is being distributed in the masjid? His inheritance, his warasat." What a big point. The noble companions immediately became alert. And as soon as they heard this, that such a great announcement, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his inheritance is being distributed and we are lost. We have lost this. And there are various points on this. That they said that we are losing out. Obviously they were not greedy, that they're running after dunya or wealth, material things. The point here was this, that whenever you have a link with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the basis of love is such that how can they leave Rasulullah? And they obviously were the Sahaba, the noble Sahaba companions, and they could not leave a speck of dust or a twig, anything that has a link with Rasulullah. So when they heard and realized that this is about the inheritance, warasat, they ran towards the masjid, they hurried towards the masjid. And the word that Hazrat Abu Huraira gave, title, inheritance, was a great title. And what came from his blessed statement, he was a Sahabi. So obviously then, the inheritance was being distributed. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How could he be lying or making something up or trying to cover up something or say something that people have said, "Oh, you just said something to drive their passion or to make them hurry to the masjid." This was a message that he was giving in reality. And that's why then the people had yaqeen and they hurried to the masjid. Otherwise, who would have listened to him? So if I got up and said something, who would listen to me? Nobody. So he was a great personality. He was leadership. He was authority. Nobody could leave what he said or discard what he said or ignore what he said. So the other companions, there were many great companions within all of them, and they all hurried to the masjid. That which inheritance is being distributed? Nabi al-Kareem ﷺ did not leave anything. So what's he talking about? And then obviously they heard that it was Abu Huraira who had a close link. So they thought, "We must go." They hurried to the masjid, they entered. And this was Masjid al-Nabawi. There was no other masjid that he was referring to. And when they reached there, they didn't see any inheritance being distributed, anything left over by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was being distributed. There was no mounds of treasure or wealth or any of the items or artifacts. So they fell silent. And they couldn't understand that he cannot be wrong. But at the moment, we visibly cannot see anything, no inheritance, nothing left over, nothing distributed. So when they returned back, they saw Hazrat Abu Huraira asking them, "Yes, you've returned." They said, "Hazrat, you said that the inheritance is being distributed, and we ran to the masjid to look for the treasure, not treasure, but for what was being distributed, what was there that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind that was being shared out. We couldn't see anything." Then Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu asked, "You saw nothing there?" They said, "No, there was nothing there. We couldn't see anything visibly." Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu said, "There was something." They said, "No, there was no inheritance, but there was a congregation of people who were sitting doing the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So listen to this hadith. What were they doing? Doing the dhikr of Allah. And the Sahaba said this, they saw this, subhanAllah, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, what reply did he give? Until the day of judgment, he has revived the dhikr of Allah. He has sealed the mouths of people. He has given the response. He stated, oh, he said, so you saw that congregation, they said, yeah, they were doing the dhikr of Allah. And he replied, the Holy Prophet, Hazur Parnu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is his inheritance left behind that is being distributed. SubhanAllah, what a great action. What a massive action. Pay attention to this hadith, that how great is the dhikr of Allah. How big an action is the dhikr of Allah. And how fortunate are those people in this day and age who do dhikr of Allah. Can we see the message in this hadith? What a great reward. If we see this, that one companion, he mentioned the dhikr of Allah, which is being held in the masjid. What did he state it is? It is the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in until the day of judgment, it will continue. It's not some minor statement. Not a minor statement. And he is the final prophet, the greatest prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His inheritance, and we're sitting and we're taking part in his inheritance, alhamdulillah, morning and evening. And in the masjid we're taking part in, receiving this booty. And you know, it's not called dhikr of Allah, it's called the inheritance. It's called what he left behind is being distributed. So it's lazim that we partake of this and receive from this. It is essential. So the reason here, my friends, is that this hadith, this event that Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has narrated, and he went into the marketplace and called out and told the Sahaba Ikram. So his calling out was not just until the marketplace. If we understand this hadith, then it's clear here that this was not a minor thing. And when they heard, did they not know that on the day of judgment we'll stand and we'll say, we didn't know this was an important action and that it was being distributed? We didn't know. Could this have happened? But remember this point here, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's announcement or companion's announcement, it is a very elevated announcement, and his statement is elevated. You see this, and you'll see on the Hajj the result of the announcement. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was told by Allah Ta'ala, there was nobody there, was a wilderness. Allah said, call out to the people for Hajj. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah, who shall I call out to? Where will my voice reach to? My announcement, who will listen to this? Empty words. Who will hear? Where will it get to? Where will my voice reach to? And what was the reply Allah Ta'ala said? Allah Ta'ala said, it's your job to speak and it's my job to deliver your announcement. This is the point. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when he said, oh people, what are you doing here in the masjid? The inheritance of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being distributed. So this announcement did not finish. This announcement is reverberating until the day of judgment. You think that his announcement was for there and then? This message was delivered until the day of judgment in the same way that people will be called and reminded. And if it doesn't mean, if you don't have yaqeen for this certainty, then what's this? What am I? And what is this? And who are you? Why are we here? If you're saying that his announcement did not vibrate after that, or it did not reach, or it will not, I say it did. It is being delivered now and it will continue to be delivered. The announcement of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radhiallahu anhu. So the proof is in front of you. The words that I just mentioned, who are they representing? That I am delivering the same message that Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu delivered. And I'm mentioning it now and you're listening now, aren't you? Like the Sahaba Ikram did. Are people not listening? Notifications go out, people listen. And in the masjid when Mawlana Sahib announced about the gathering, did we hear or not? Whose announcement did we deliver? Did Hazrat Abu Hurairah's announcement vibrate and be spread or not? Did it come into the masjid or not? Did it reach to the ears of the people or not? So the difference is this, it's the same announcement, the same voice of Hazrat Abu Hurairah, and it's the same inheritance that's being distributed in the masjid. But it's so sad and unfortunate that we are weird Muslims. Nor do we listen, nor do we see, and nor do we feel, and nor does our heart contain love, nor do we have fikr of the hereafter, nor do we have the desire of Jannah paradise. My brothers, we are a weird group. Nowadays, the Muslims are a mound of dust and sand and nothing else. Such a great statement, think that for our Muslims, such a great point, that a person who has a link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ummati, and we are receiving this wealth and treasure. In other words, I'm not talking about ibadah. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, high stage word, wirasat, inheritance. How can it be? Have you ever heard of people leaving inheritance? Inheritance? How important a word. Such depth in this word. Such, you can say, depth
and criticality in this word. That so beautifully did Hazrat Abu Hurairah explain this, that it's impossible for a Muslim who has a link with the Prophet ﷺ and his inheritance is being distributed and we don't go there and receive it. It's impossible. That person's iman must be in a very bad state. In a very bad state. So what should be happening is that the rightful situation should be that when the noble companions heard this, then to them this message of Hazrat Abu Hurairah was so important. And look at the basis of their love, how they rushed quickly. And let's look at our hal. And this is our hal. So look at Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and mercy, how much it must be upon us at this moment in time. How much is the rain of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah raining down upon us, that we don't come to the masjid to receive the inheritance of the Prophet, and we sit down and we leave, that we don't need this inheritance. This is what we're doing, aren't we? Oh, I don't need this, let's go. I don't need this inheritance. The announcements are left hollow, empty, just the words, the announcement. And people come, they hear about the remembrance of Allah and they have no desire in their heart to listen, to sit, to partake, and we depart. And we have a link with who? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what an important thing this is. What an important thing. And look how we reject this, how much link we should have, and look at the link that the Sahaba Ikram had. This is the link that we should have with the Prophet ﷺ. Now let's take this example. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu, who went on an expedition, and the expedition they went on, they could not attain success. There was no success. They couldn't overcome the opposition. A lot of difficulty. And he was a brave, mashallah, person. And he couldn't understand, why is it we can't overcome the opposition? And then he had a thought, I don't know what reason is, what restriction is there that we can't overcome the opposition. So suddenly he thought, the point is this, that the Prophet ﷺ's blessed hair, there was a blessed hair of the Prophet ﷺ, and due to barakah for blessings, he always used to wrap the blessed hair of the Prophet ﷺ within his amama, his turban. Whenever he'd go on expedition, when there was a bit of an effort made, etc., then always he would attain victory due to the presence of the blessing hair of Rasulullah within his imama. He'd forgotten that hair at home that time, and they couldn't overcome the opposition. And at that time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the Amir, and he heard that the group of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid could not overcome the opposition. So he sent an extra group of people, reinforcement, that go to Khalid bin Walid. Why are they retreating? They're not winning. So that group of reinforcement of people who were sent from Medina to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, they were on a journey to get to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu. And within that group there was a female, she was with that group, and she was traveling hastily, fast with the group, and nobody paid any attention. She was traveling, and mashallah, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu said, who is this woman? He said, oh sister, who are you that you are here and you're taking part? And said, I am your wife. And she was the wife of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. She said, I came for this reason, that the hair, the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you had forgotten at home, I brought it with me. Now I knew that you can never have victory without this, so I came to deliver this to you. So this was the manner of the love of the Sahaba Ikram, and they had a link with everything related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here we're talking about inheritance. What is the dhikr of Allah? It is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the dhikr of Allah? It is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we turn back from this, we leave this action, we don't do this action. So tell me, that can there not be a bigger loss than this for the Muslims? Can there not be a bigger loss than this? And how big a thing that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that this is inheritance, the dhikr of Allah. How azeem this must be. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala's shukr, we should be grateful. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq. We don't even know what is inheritance. We didn't hear this hadith, but this hadith had to reach to us. And especially those people who do dhikr, the hadith will reach them, so they get more taqwa and love. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu's announcement has to reach to us, to our ears, to the ears of the believers, that this dhikr that you're doing, this is not a minor action. This is a portion of the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then remember that a person who partakes a share in the inheritance when it's being distributed, a person who takes the share, somebody takes a quarter or a 15th or a more fraction, and here you're taking all, and the person who has the larger share, will he be rich or more wealthy or not? Will his status be higher or not, because he's taken a larger share? So So my brother, there's a person who do, the people who do dhikr kathir and kathira, that's why Allah Ta'ala says do dhikr kathir and kathira, so you can take a higher share from the inheritance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so you can become wealthy and stand very rich. So should we do more dhikr or not? Tell me. So think here for a few moments. What a beautiful hadith Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has delivered to us. Don't think this action is a minor thing. Whenever you sit down, understand that this is the big, massive favor of Allah. Big favor of Allah. Even if you travel miles for dhikr of Allah, there's no loss. If you have to leave something beloved, or time you have to sacrifice, you have to reschedule activities, do it. Run here, left and right, forward and backwards. And if you show your desire and your love, not for anybody else, not for anybody else, just who for? That this is a big ni'mah of Allah, big gift. Quickly run, because Allah Ta'ala is distributing the inheritance. And this Allah Ta'ala has made it open, the inheritance. Totally. There's no limit to this. To this treasure, Allah Ta'ala has linked it to the masjid. Subhanallah, that you will do dhikr, most definitely, to attain this. But you can only get the inheritance when you come into the masjid and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the condition. That here we say don't do dhikr in the masjid. And Allah Ta'ala is saying in this hadith that you have to do dhikr in the masjid to get this inheritance, due to the words of the hadith of the announcements. If you want to attain this inheritance, then you have to go to the house of Allah. That's why you have to wait. That today, where there's dhikr, where is dhikr being hosted today? In which masjid are we going today? Which masjid? Don't think how much time will it take, where do I have to travel to, where, how will I get there, etc. When you understand this point, Allah Ta'ala has delivered this message, and your heart opens up, and you get the light, enlightenment of the dhikr of Allah, and mashallah, you're enjoying this, and you understand there's a big point that as long as we stay in the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, the dhikr of Allah continues for 30, 45 minutes, an hour. So how can you imagine how rich and wealthy you'll become this time period, 30 minutes to an hour? And you will be partaking and taking the share of the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I cannot utilize words to explain the importance of this. I can't understand that how wealthy a person would become by sitting in the masjid and doing the dhikr of Allah. And how lost, how big a loser is that person? He says, no, I've got to go here, I've got to go and do that. Yeah, there are excuses that I can't come, or there's distress, or there's an illness. A person cannot do anything about this. He can't come. But then there's another point here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and guides and recognizes if a person cannot do something. Allah is Qadir and Basir. Allah ta'ala knows the pain of a person, his heart, his emotion, his istiqamat, his steadfastness. And he knows that this person, he never stops. He never ceases, but he's got conditions or issues, and now he's stopping, he can't go. Then Allah Ta'ala says, what? Don't worry. You cannot reach there, but the thawab will come to you. Beautiful. Brilliant. And then you can do dhikr at home, and it will be as if you are in the majlis, in the gathering. Included, and this is also a fadl of Allah, a grace of Allah, that here we are sitting in the masjid and we had this hadith and it's reached to us. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu, he announced for this day and age, so wherever this hadith reaches in the whole world, in the corners of the world, wherever it reaches, whichever man or woman, whichever sister or brother listens to this, they are alhamdulillah included in this gathering, and they are taking the inheritance, the share. So look here, how much reward is there? The people are doing the work of the deen, they're getting the thawab, the people are sending out the notification, the people are working, making effort on this work, they get the same thawab. People are doing the work of the deen, aren't they? MashaAllah, I don't know what people are doing, I'm just like you, a box. But somebody must be praying, somebody's sending out a notification, those poor souls, I don't know who is who, somebody's preparing for the majlis, everyone is in muhabbat and love, they're not being paid here, are they? Wages, I don't know, it's obvious. How do I know that what work of the deen you are doing according to your love and passion and desire? This is dhikr of Allah, and there's a link with this dhikr that I want to take part in this and get some share. What thawab will I get? So when a person does his work of the deen, somebody, for example, takes a share in this work to distribute this and to send out and disseminate this work, because alhamdulillah, this is a good piece of work just for, according to thawab. And for the society and environment today, this environment, everything, this is a great ibadah. For this locality and environment living, muhabbat and love and aman and spreading and distributing love and companionship. Allah Ta'ala has made this a great ibadah. So this point came to my mind that this word is being delivered. So how much thawab they must get if they're doing the work of the deen for this work as well, for this dhikr gathering. So there are fortunate people who are spending their money or taqa or time for disseminating and spreading this great work of the deen. So this is happiness. We spend money on thousands of things and time and this and that. We sit down for hours on the computer, running our business and promoting our work. So in their hearts, the thought has come. Those same people. That if why I'm listening in this country, let's listen in another country. In another country, persecution. So alhamdulillah, this work of the deen is spread out all over the world. They've done the work of the deen with the fadl of Allah. People sit down to listen to thikr. Somewhere it's 3 a.m. now, or 2 a.m. now. Somewhere it's 2 in the afternoon, or 1:30 in the afternoon. Somewhere it's 5 in the evening. But what is this? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So mashallah, you hear this, don't you? And you, this is disseminated across the whole region. This word is vibrating everywhere. So if this is not inheritance that's being distributed around the world, then what is it? The Prophet ﷺ, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there's nothing of yours, O my Nabi, that will diminish or reduce. It will increase and spread. How will your inheritance reduce? Who says that the dhikr will reduce? Tell me. Who says this? This is a great point. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. We will increase everything of yours, improve everything of yours. So this is inheritance. How can Allah Ta'ala reduce it? Allah Ta'ala has increased it. Allah Ta'ala has increased. So you've heard this now, the point I was making. So at least, what should we do? Don't just sit down and take a share in the inheritance yourself. You must have a love for your father, brother, children, daughters. And when you're going to the gathering and somebody's wasting time doing this and that, give them greed, give them some attraction, invite, bring them to such a great action of the inheritance of the Prophet ﷺ. Brothers, okay, if they don't accept, fine. But try, isn't it? It's our job to try. At least once a person should say, well, he goes, come on, son, come with me. And if you can't always hit them with the stick, sometimes you have to speak with the love as well, isn't it? Come on, let's go, dhikr. We don't know what this is. Look, you'll sit down. Doesn't matter what happens. When we come back, I'll give you an ice cream and I'll give you this. Don't be strict all the time, isn't it? I'll give you ice cream, I'll give you this, I'll feed you this. Such a big action will happen, alhamdulillah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're so happy that subhanallah, my inheritance, I've brought my children also to share in the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Young men, youth, and our women are sitting at home, our daughters, our sisters, and their speakers will be on at home, and they will connect, and they will hear that the dhikr of Allah is happening, so that they can also be included. This is no passion or desire within us. Within us, there's no passion or desire. These things are finished within us. As I said, our ears have sealed. The words of the Sahaba have been distributed. But within us, there's no passion or desire to do this. Rather, this is the basis, the success for a Muslim. Our eyes from which we see, they have a limit. They have a limit. But for a Muslim, a person who has iman, Allah Ta'ala has given him the strength and energy that apart from this, there are such eyes, such ears, such tongues, such things to taste with our tongues, that alhamdulillah, when they come to hear, it's not the voice of the world, it's the voice of the heavens. They don't look here, they look everything from top to bottom. And they are then restricted from the heart of the eye. It's the ear of the eye, the tongue, the ear of the heart, the tongue of the heart. And that's what we hear and listen and taste from. So where do we make this, my brothers? We should try. This life is only a few days. Make an effort, make habits so that you can do actions of sadaqah jariyah. We don't have time. We are not all alims. We're not all hafidh, all qari. We're not muttaqis. We're not people who are worshippers. Allah Ta'ala has given us such an ibadat, alhamdulillah. All of the factors of the deen are covered. And if we say, oh, I have to become an alim first or study this course first, do that, fine. But the time is not there today in the world. Where do we have the time in the world? So let's grab hold of this one action of the dhikr of Allah. And what will we not receive from this? Tell me. What items will we not receive? What things won't we receive? I ask the question. We'll receive everything. So don't waste time. If we know that our life has passed, our youth has passed, and we passed and wasted, we didn't do hifz, and we didn't do this, and we didn't do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not closed the doors of His rahmah, mercy. Allah says, I'll give you something else. Come towards my dhikr. Don't be lazy in this. We shouldn't be lazy in this. Should we? Never be lazy in this. Never. Remember this point. Come with passion, zest. Be totally, totally encouraged. If dhikr is happening here, you should reach at 5:30. The angels say, mashallah, what levels of the dhikr? Well, not this. Dhikr has started. You're closing your eyes. You come in after 10 minutes, and you come in the third kalima. The third portion, Allah says, this person doesn't have a desire. He hasn't got passion. When you have the enjoyment and love, come before time, before the majlis starts, sit at the front. How? Why? Like you are being invited to a feast and you know there are less seats and there, you might lose out, you might not enter. You'll get there first to get a ticket. They'll say, the door isn't open, go in the line. This happens, isn't it? We go into the queue. Many times happens, the door isn't open for the feast and you get into the line, I want to get in first. My brothers, here also, if there's a race, we should race first, and the person who gets there first, what will be his maqam? And what share will he get from the wirasat, from the inheritance? So brothers, this is not dhikr. This is, subhanAllah, the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are sat in. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. that so much, may Allah give us the love for dhikr wala. And if we get a lot of love for the dhikr, then we'll get a lot of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this point.